Welcome to this episode of CMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio is senior advertising major, Allie Murphree.
Welcome in. Delighted to have you here in the studio today.
I'm delighted to be here. This is awesome.
So, as a fellow mass media person, tell me a little bit about your mass media organization. You run SC Creative, right?
I do. I am the agency director of SC Creative, and I'm very blessed to be running it with two other really awesome executives. And it is a student-run advertising organization. We work with local professionals, local businesses around Cape Girardeau, but we have had the occasional really like interesting out-of-the-box client. Those are my favorite kinds. We've lately been working with a musical artist named Ivis John, which was a really cool project.
Yeah, he's a local favorite here on the Folk Connection.
Yeah, we were like really excited to work with him. He's really cool. We've been working with CMO District Fair. Mm-hmm. So those are just some of the ones that we've been working on this past two semesters or so. We work with Faultline every year, Faultline Film Festival. That's always a favorite project. I feel like we get the most volunteers for that particular project.
Right.
But yeah, SC Creative is just a really great way for students to get experience and hands-on in the professional world before they actually have to go out and find a job. It's like a good portfolio booster.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah. When you're going out and looking for projects, what's really the criteria, or is it just more happenstance?
A lot of times it is kind of happenstance. We do get pretty lucky that a lot of businesses approach us. It can be a little overwhelming at some points because we want to help everyone, but most of the time it comes down to just what we have time for or what we have the bandwidth volunteers for. So a lot of it is just word of mouth. People will contact us, or we will hear about people needing something, so we'll put it out there.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come into the organization?
Believe it or not, through a sticker. I found a sticker at the Engage Fest that's at the beginning of the year, and it wasn't even from the booth. It was like on the ground. And I was like, this is a cool sticker. I should probably check this out. So I did some research and I found out that it was a student-run ad firm. Mm-hmm. And I sent an email to the head of the club, and she was like, yeah, come on down, come check it out. And at the time I was an art major, but upon my first visit at SC Creative, I was like, no, I need to change my major. I need to be an advertising major. I want to be here all the time. And I just ended up loving it. And I just stayed there for like 4 years and worked my way up. So, and then now here we are.
Mm-hmm. Do you mind getting into a little bit about what drove you to change your major?
I think a lot of it was just I was feeling kind of in the wrong space.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I did love all this stuff. I did love art. I loved art history. That was like one of my favorite classes. I liked the drawing classes and everything like that. I loved learning about it. But some of the projects, I felt like I just wasn't feeling like I was being fulfilled in what I was doing.
Right.
So when I found advertising and I found out that like I could use my creativity, I could use my skills to help people, that's when I was kind of like, okay, this is the time to change it. This is what I want to do. I want to use my creativity to help others. Help small businesses, help just really anyone if I can use it to help someone. Yeah.
What would you say your, I guess, dream job would be?
No, that's a tough one. I don't know. I would love to work in like a beauty or fashion industry job just because, you know, I'm obsessed with rom-coms, and that was the communications job back in the 2000s was working for a fashion magazine. Unfortunately, fashion magazines aren't super popular anymore, but
we won't be on the cover of Vogue.
We will not. No, I will not be Andy Anderson, unfortunately. But I definitely would love to work somewhere in like the beauty or fashion industry for a little bit. But to be honest, I don't think I really have like a dream job I want forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the dream is just like being able to work in so many different environments and work and do so many different things and have so many experiences. Like that would be the dream, with just being able to work on a bunch of different projects.
Right. That is the beauty of mass media. It's so multifaceted.
Yeah. You could use those skills for anything. And it's just, it's so cool.
Awesome. I don't have any more hardball questions for you, but I do always open up the floor to my guests here. Is there anything you'd like to note, maybe for an upcoming freshman or somebody else who feels lost in their major?
I would say don't be scared to change your major. There's a pretty weird like stigma that changing your major means you failed or you weren't good enough, and none of that is true. Like you can change your major until you find something that fits, that feels like this is where I'm supposed to be. I think, I don't remember who said it, but at some point during orientation, I've heard that the average college student changes their major like 6 times. I've only changed it once, so I can't attest to that, but it was like one of the best decisions I think I ever made for myself, and I did get some backlash. You're gonna receive some backlash before you like find the right thing. There's gonna be some hard currents you have to swim through before you can be certain in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, just don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of change. Change is scary, no matter what kind of change it is. But don't be afraid of it, because it often leads you to the right thing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What wonderful words of wisdom. Well, thank you for coming in the studio and speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.